good and Israel is evil. Somebody here will say, Israel is good and Palestine is evil. When we demonize one group over the other, it keeps the war going instead of looking for solutions. Let's agree as a congregation, war is evil. War dehumanizes innocent people. War is a terrible thing that causes immense suffering and heartbreak for many innocent people. There's going to be so many innocent family members and children that will be killed. So as a congregation, let's pray that one day we can live in a world where peace, God's peace, not the worldly peace, where God's peace is the norm and war is a thing of the past. Let's pray. This is what I've been praying the whole last couple weeks. Isaiah 11, verse 6. In that day, God, I pray that day will come. In that day, the wolf and the lamb will live together. The leper will lie down with the baby goat. The calf will be safe with the lion. And a little child will lead them all. Jesus, come. Heal this land. Heal the nations. In your peace that transcends all understanding, we'll stop this war. Let's pray. Let's pray. Name we pray. Amen. I'm going to do a series on the church, And this Sunday, today, the theme is Call to Overcome. Say to your neighbor, you're called to overcome. And the passage, two passages, Matthew 16, verse 18, and Psalm 23, verse 4. Says, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And God's people said. In the second passage, Psalm 23, verse 4, even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. And God's people said. You know, the church, the body of Jesus Christ, is not called to be overcome. The church is called to overcome. Jesus says about you, this is what Jesus says about you. He was looking at you. The gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. You know, I was thinking about the gates of hell and thinking about, okay, this gate, right? This stronghold of the devil. The land surrounding the gate of hell. That land is very dark. Okay? So to overcome the gates of hell, you and I have to walk through dark valley. The Lord of the Ring, the book, right? The movie, The Lord of the Ring. I hope everybody saw it or read the book. You see, what you notice is you can't overcome Sauron, right? That's just how you pronounce Sauron, the evil one, in the beautiful and peaceful place called Shire, where the hobbits lived. Right? When you saw the movie, so peaceful, so beautiful. Well, that's not where the gates of hell is. It's not there. Right? To overcome Sauron, you have to travel to Mordor. Okay? And they call Mordor the Black Land, the land of the shadow. You have to go to the most evil and dark place in Middle Earth to overcome Sauron. So, the journey through the dark valley is a journey to be an overcomer. Okay? A Shire, No, he didn't do anything there. Okay, you got to go to the shadow land, the land of the shadow. Right? And so, in God's plan, his people was to set them free from Egypt, right? But they could not overcome the land of Canaan without going through the dark valley, the wilderness. They had to go through the wilderness. And the journey through the wilderness taught God's people to trust and depend on God, to walk in faith, to say no to temptations, to fight the spiritual battle. John chapter 10, verse 10. Eh? The thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus says here, I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. I used to just focus on the second half of the passage. Jesus saying that, I want to just focus on the abundant life that we have in Jesus. You know, I want to preach on abundant life that we have in Jesus, but Jesus himself, right? I don't want to focus on what Jesus said about the thief coming to steal, kill, and destroy. But this is the spiritual reality that we face. Jesus comes to give life, but the devil comes to take away life. As God works to redeem and to set free, the devil works to break and to keep us in bondage. See, God and the devil are at war with one another. There's this two-kingdom conflict. And as a Christian, the Bible says clearly, we're not to fight flesh and blood. Our battle is not with people. Right? We're not supposed to fight the worldly battles. Our battle is not with flesh and blood. Our battle is not with human beings. But the Bible calls us to fight the spiritual battle. As a Christian, we're supposed to fight the spiritual battle. And you know, I've been to different nations in the past. I used to be a revival seeker. When I hear about a revival happening in this nation, I would fly over there, or this place, I would fly over there. And the most genuine and powerful revival I encountered was in Mozambique. I think my wife would also agree with me. One of the most powerful revival I encountered was in Mozambique. But at the same time, what I saw there was the greatest spiritual darkness. Right? I saw a great revival. At the same time, the devil came to steal, kill, and destroy. There were, at Mozambique, it was a ministry called Iris Ministry. There were thousands of people coming to the Lord. There were hundreds of pastors being raised up. You saw supernatural miracles happening there. The blind was able to see. The lame was able to walk. At the same time, There was tremendous poverty, tremendous corruption. There was bribing happening all the time. There was cheating. There was immorality in the culture. There were a group of people, when we were in that missions camp, there were people outside. There were people who practiced witchcraft that would play drums all night, putting curses on the mission camp every night. And within the camp, since there were people from all over the world trying to help, I met ministers that tremendously inspired me, people who were spiritually mature, people who had great faith. Right? At the same time, I saw very immature, broken, bitter people that came to help in the ministry. I saw both. And this is what Psalm 23 is saying. In the dark valley where there is evil, Jesus says, I have come to give life, but the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Right? And this is what we got to hold on to as a Christian. As we journey through dark valley, we need to believe God is moving. Okay? God is moving. God doesn't just work where there's 100% good. God only moves when everything's good. No, God works and moves in the darkest place. Okay, in the darkest place. In your personal journey through the dark valley, you and I need to continuously proclaim Psalm 23. In my darkest valley, I will fear no evil. Okay? In my darkest valley, I will fear no evil. Why? Because God is with me. Right? Proclaim that. In my personal journey through this dark valley, I will not fear evil, for you are with me. In your darkest valley, God is asking you to trust him. Depend on him. Seek him to believe in him. In Shire, it's very easy to trust God. But in the darkest valley, Mordor. Because it's time to overcome the gates of hell. God is calling you to overcome the gates of hell. In the dark valley, there's this great emotional struggle. That's why it's so difficult. There's mental struggle. This is the battle. It's not with flesh and blood. Spiritually, the enemy will attack your mind, your emotion. So there's this great emotional struggle, mental struggle. There's relational struggle. There's our flesh is stirred up, worldly struggle that's inside us. And there's this spiritual struggle that we go through in the valley, in the dark valley. And in this valley, right, the gates of hell, God says, will not overcome you. In this valley, God is saying to you, this is what he's saying. I am making a way in the wilderness. Okay? And he's asking you, in this wilderness, in this dark valley, can you proclaim it, that I am with you, that I'm making a way? Can you see it? Can you believe it? Okay, can you believe it? Jeremiah 29, verse 11. It says, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future, and God's people said. The good news of the gospel message of Jesus Christ, no matter how dark the valley, the gates of hell will not overcome the church. Meaning, in the dark valley, as you go up against the gates of hell, God's plan is to prosper you. plan to give you hope and a future. The gates of hell will not overcome the church. The church will overcome. You know, in a world filled with pain, this world is very painful. God draws near to you to use the pain to prosper you, right? To give you a hope and a future. The devil, though, okay? Because again, he comes. The devil uses the pain to hinder you, to lie to you, to keep you in bondage, to make you bitter. He will celebrate if you become bitter because of your pain, to isolate you. In your pain, okay, this is your Christian duty. Okay? This is your Christian duty. You need to let God in your pain. Okay? Let God touch your pain. Let God heal your pain. Let God transform you. There's so many different kinds of pain. There's physical pain, emotional, mental, relational, financial. It might be a painful memory. It might be a loss, a rejection, abuse. You know, sometimes even the truth can be painful. You know, sometimes people who's close to me will point out my flaw, and it's very painful. It's very painful. God's people that came out of Egypt, right? You know, how I see the wilderness journey before they get into the land of Canaan where they were supposed to overcome is God's invitation to walk out healing with him. The wilderness journey was God's invitation to his people. Let's walk out this journey of healing. And this is my personal experience with God. In my many healing journey with God, it was never a walk in the park. Did you guys hear that? My father issue, my mother issue, my rejection from my childhood, my abandonment, all those issues that I had to walk through, it was never a walk in the park. It was always a different journey through Dark Valley. Always. Now, so God's people that came out of Egypt, the first generation, they carried a lot of pain into the wilderness. They were abused in Egypt. They faced injustice. They believed they were abandoned while they were living in Egypt. They didn't trust. They held on to their fear. They held on to bitterness. And in the wilderness, they had a choice, though. Walk through the wilderness, walk believing that God couldn't help them. God was really not for them and was not with them. Or walk with God in the wilderness. That's the two choices. The first generation of God's people that came out of Egypt, they walked through the wilderness as though God was not with them. Even though, okay, there was a pillar of cloud in the daytime, even though at night there was a pillar of fire, so 24 hours a day there was the evidence of God, but they couldn't see God. In the morning, there was manna from heaven. At night, there was quail. God was speaking to them every day, I am with you. I am with you. But they chose to say, you are not with me. You are not for me. And in the wilderness, they chose to believe God was not with them or for them. So instead, they just grumble and complain. They didn't have faith. They argued with one another. They wanted to stone Moses several times. Several times. They set up idol to follow and put their hope in an idol. They were stuck in the wilderness. So my challenge, let's move forward in our wilderness journey. Let's face our pain. Not alone, but let's face our pain with God. You know, our journey of healing is, to me, is a dark valley because it's not easy. One of the ways I illustrate this journey of healing is like an onion. Right? There's this. Did you ever go through the onion? There's one layer, and then you think, I'm healed. Oh, no, there's another layer. I'm healed. No, there's third layer. There's fourth layer. It is difficult because there are many layers to healing. And God has to take us through many layers and to the core. Okay, to the core. And to get to the core, you have to go from layer to layer to layer. The journey of healing, there's another reason it's so difficult, because there are giants in your way to healing. Remember, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. The giants, okay, when it comes to going through this dark valley, giants are formidable opposition. Giants are obstacles that prevent you from God's miracle, God's healing, and God's freedom. Giants are stumbling blocks that prevents transformation, spiritual maturity, and God's purpose for your life. As a Christian, we have a giant, okay? A formidable giant, and an enemy, and that comes to steal, destroy, and kill. It's a powerful foe. His name is the devil. There are lies and imagination that scams you of your life. There are past abuse, rejection, abandonment, betrayal that wants to keep you in bondage. There are temptations. There are addictions. There's oppression that wants to steal everything that is good in your life. And so as a Christian, this is your duty. Remember your identity that you have in Jesus. Right? Remember who you are in Christ in the dark valley. Your identity is not the giant before you. Your identity is not your past, your rejection, your brokenness, your lost, your sin. In Christ, right, we proclaim this verse so much, there's no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. But practically, what that verse is saying, God is commanding you, stop listening to the evil voices in the dark valley. Stop listening to the lies. To stop listening to the devil that comes to steal, kill, and destroy. That's what it means. There's no more condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. In Christ, you are more than a conqueror. See, there's this giant, Goliath, that's before you. Don't be Saul or the rest of the army of Israel. Because of Goliath, when they saw Goliath, they ran and hid in caves. There's a Goliath before you. Be like the little boy, David. David believed Goliath was there to be overcome. Saul believed Goliath was there to be overcome. David believed Goliath was there to be overcome. In Christ, you can face your giants. In Christ, you overcome the giants that's in your life. You're not defined, I said this before, you're not defined by how big the giants are in your life. You're defined by Jesus. And if you agree with this, if you believe this, Jesus is bigger than the giants that's in your life. So in the dark valley, The greatest challenge, this is the greatest challenge, is to have a biblical picture of God. To have a biblical picture of God. And what's the biblical picture? My God is bigger than my problem. My God is bigger than my past. My God is bigger than my pain. Proclaim that into the spiritual realm. My God is bigger than my pain. King Saul, Goliath was bigger than God. And King Saul was overcome. David, my God is bigger than Goliath. And David overcame. We're all in the same boat. Nobody is exempt from pain. Oh, we could debate whose pain is greater, you know, but nobody is exempt from pain. Jesus, who was sinless, he went through pain. He was rejected. He was abandoned. He was abused. He was neglected. He was betrayed. He suffered loss. He was traumatized and abused on the cross. And some of you go, well, you know, yeah, that was bad, but you don't know my life. When he died on the cross, he took every rejection, every trauma, every sin, every upon himself. That's why the Bible says we have a high priest who understands. Who understands? We cannot tell God, you do not understand. Every rejection, every pain. And he modeled, before the cross, whole cities came out, told them to not come into their city. Religious people wanted to kill him by throwing him down the cliff. Right? But you see him. Right? You see, he didn't get bitter. He didn't lose hope. Right? He didn't give up. In the dark valley, he overcame. You know, what the enemy wants to do, and this is what I have to fight all the time, you know, in the dark valley, God's plan is to heal you, but the devil's plan for the pain is to continue to attack you so that you hold on to the offense, so the offense grows in your heart, so you become depressed and hopeless, and then you become bitter and resentful. So that there will be fear and insecurity, so that you become afraid, so that you isolate yourself. And then what the devil will do is, in your important relationship, the devil will use you to hurt others, hide from others. And ultimately, if you keep listening to the devil in the valley, you will rebel against God. You will hide from God, like Adam and Eve. See, God's plan for pain is healing. That's why in Christ there's forgiveness, there's redemption, there's cleansing, there's unconditional love, acceptance, and a new life. Everything that you need to be healed. So this is what I want to speak. You know, Isaiah 61, church, you will rebuild the ancient ruins. Church, you will restore places that was long devastated. You will renew one city devastated for generations, God's people said. Worship team.